Show broadcasting live from the future, live from the palatial guerrilla media news bunker buried underneath kilometers and kilometers of basalt volcanic rock on the North Shore here in Auckland. We have to take precautionary measures, of course. I'm just joking. Now, speaking of just joking, people have been calling me paranoid and what have you. Like, for example, I said, oh, we're all under surveillance or I'm under surveillance. And it is true. I haven't verified it and seen these people surveilling me or anything like that. But if I'm not being surveilled, I would be ridiculously surprised. Ridiculously surprised, considering the amount of people that I talk to that are surveilled. I'm pretty sure there's been a lot of conversations out there with my voice on them, red flagged in real time, categorized for analysis. Why would you think any other way? And I was thinking we should actually open the phone lines here and take some calls because, well, basically, being a conspiracy theorist is real hard, bro. Yep. It's not easy. Because, well, let's face it, every time you go out and try and say something, whether or not you're at a protest or in a family situation or even with your friends who are still retarded, you get demonized. Demonized and called a conspiracy theorist, which is a great term. Coined by Richard Milhouse Nixon, of course, when he was trying to discredit Woodward and Bernstein over the Watergate affair. And, of course, it later turned out to be true, as most conspiracies do. And the reason why they call it a conspiracy, or rather the reason why it's deemed that conspiracies don't effing exist, I can't understand the mentality. Why can't I understand the mentality? Maybe because I've got enough intellect to realize that the definition of a conspiracy is two or more people coming together to cause harm on another person or group without them knowing about it, which happens all the time. For anybody to think for even a second that conspiracies don't exist is absolutely the stupidest, most moronic, and foolish crap that you could ever conceive of. And I've just been, speaking of stuff that you can't conceive of, apparently we can't even open the lines today. How unfortunate. Yep. But I suppose that what's really interesting about being a conspiracy theorist is the fact that people choose not to listen. Okay, every argument you have on Facebook or what have you, always, well, at least in my experience, always winds up with the other person going, oh, I can't deal with this, I'm going, you know, because they can't argue, you know, and what does a retard do when they can't argue? They walk away, And then they walk away thinking, oh, yes, I beat him by cowering away and tucking my tail between my legs and running. Victory! Victory is mine! Well, I'm sorry. That's just not the case. And we have the phone lines open now. So the number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. That's the number to call in. Have you had any of these experiences before? And is it actually that difficult to really deal with? Because I've found that it's actually now become quite a treat to get insulted. Quite a treat for somebody to attempt to give me an ad hominem argument. You know, they can't for the life of me, as many conversations as I've had with these clowns, come up with any evidence to support their claims that conspiracies have never existed. Right? They can't. They never have and never will. You know why? Because the evidence doesn't exist. That's pretty much the size of it. I conceive that one might think that conspiracies never exist if they've never been the victim of one. And this is what happens to activists. You don't become a child pedophile services campaigning protester unless you've had your kids taken off you by the state unlawfully. Okay? You don't become a 9/11 truther unless you've been presented with the information and gone through what you call cognitive dissonance, where you kind of try to make sense of the situation. Quickly on, you realize that you can't make sense of the situation because the situation just doesn't make sense. You know why? Because it'll come up with by psychopaths. Okay? You don't understand it because you're not a psycho. I think that's pretty straightforward. And, well, maybe people would disagree with me, but I don't know. One thing that really bothers me, though, is when conspiracies are admitted and fact, and you put the link there to a government document, like, say, Operation Northwoods, for example, and those idiots refuse to read it, saying, oh, that's just conspiratorial. It's an official government document! Frickin' swangler, turkey twizzler, whatever kind of... well, and this is the other part that I really love, is they always throw the first insult. I mean, for me, they think that... talking about conspiracies, talking about the Rothschild family or 9/11 being an inside job is offensive in itself because it fractures their fragile sensibilities. And so they say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you're a nut job. You're a wacko. Or any myriad of insults will be hurled at you. And they always cast the first stone. And little do they know that I'm like... kind of like Indiana Jones temple over here, roll a massive boulder of information onto you and squash you in front of everybody. It's actually quite fun. And me and my former co-host, Will Ryan, we love the opportunity to show these people up. And it kind of reminds me of that that song from Queen, Another One Bites the Dust, you know? Do, do, do. Do 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 do, and another zombie down, and another zombie down, another zombie bites the dust. Hey, you never realize the truth because you're another zombie that's bitten the dust. Do 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 do. Yeah, I'm sorry. I get kind of musical when I get angry, which I suppose is kind of a healthy response. Oh, but the thing that I really want to talk about today is Charlie Veach. I just saw a couple of videos with him insulting a 9/11 truther, calling her a conspiracy theorist, swearing, and then I got another video saying, oh, you haters, you know, if you, you know, with both his middle fingers up and that kind of thing, I'm going to go off and smoke weed. I get more hits on by chicks and feminist attention than the rest of you. It's like, bro, Charlie, what the hell happened to you, man? The love police, my ass! The love myself police, more like, now. The guy doesn't care anymore. He just goes out willingly insulting people. I mean, fair enough, he's been getting a hell of a lot of abuse back. But you don't make a problem go away by losing your cool, especially if it's in public, especially if it's being filmed. Because then everybody sees you for what you are. And what he is right now, as far as I'm concerned, is he's suffering from the same cognitive dissonance that a lot of conspiracy coincidence theorists suffer from. They don't look at the evidence. They don't listen to anybody who's trying to show them or tell them the evidence, and instead revert to name calling, and instead get incredibly angry, and instead basically trying to make everybody else look foolish by being foolish themselves, right? Like he walks up to this lady and goes, the CIA, the BBC paid me £1 million, £1 million. You know, it's just like, bro, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, we know the CIA didn't give you £1 million. I mean, sure, there's wacko conspiracy theorists out there, but there's wacko everything people out there, okay? Do you have any idea how difficult it is to retain sanity in this world at all, let alone retaining sanity after being exposed to the insanity of conspiracy theories? It's not easy. And sure enough, if you put yourself out there, if you start talking about conspiracy theories, you will get criticized. You cannot avoid it. If you want to live a peaceful, happy existence, don't become a conspiracy theorist. Don't become a politician. Don't become a media person. Just sit in your basement, smoking joint after joint, because that'll relieve whatever pain you're suffering and whatever mental stress you're suffering, and use that as a coping mechanism until the day you die. That will be a peaceful, happy existence. It won't be a very productive one, but at least it'll be peaceful and happy, mostly because you've been able to successfully distract yourself from all the important things in life. Okay? You've got to expect, if you put your head above the pulpit, that somebody's going to take a shot at you. Don't get upset by it. Expect it and prepare for it. What are your pre-programmed responses, right? These people who come out of the woodwork to attack you and have absolutely no facts on their side, and this includes a lot of conspiracy theorists, are very easy to discount, disprove, and disregard. Okay? Why would you be threatened by somebody who knows nothing? Okay? You have nothing to fear from people who know nothing. Don't get angry with them. Try to talk with them in a reasonable manner, if it's possible. But of course, I'm pretty hypocritical at that because on the weekend of 9/11, I got assaulted by a fluoride head. And sure enough, I did yell at the scumbag. I didn't use any swear words or nothing, though. I didn't insult him. Because that makes me look bad. That makes me look like the small man. And believe me, it's very difficult to make somebody who's 6'4" look like a small man. Oh, and another news in New Zealand, and this is similar legislation has been passed in the States. There's this food bill that's being put through the works, making it illegal to sell, barter, or hand out homegrown food. Now, let me qualify that. We got a response from the government, if I can find it here. Basically, the accusation by the conspiracy theorists was that it will do this very similar stuff to what it's doing in the United States legislation, which is to make a home garden illegal and under pain of like a $5,000 fine. And in fact, that actually happened to a dude. And what's real funny is that I was talking with somebody from the Zeitgeist movement one time, and I told him about this, and he's like, oh, no, that couldn't happen at all, you know. And it's just like, well, it did happen in the United States, and I can guarantee it's going to come here. And he's like, no, you know, not in little old New Zealand. And sure enough, here it is. I hate being right, because I'm such a cynical bastard. Don't, you know, that's the hilarious thing about it. Why would you want to be right if the truth is really scary? I don't want to be right. I don't want 9/11 to be an inside job. I really don't. But here's the response from the government. The accusation, of course, is that WOFAs, which are World Working Organic Farm Producing, etc., something, I forget what it means, but basically you can travel around the world and stay at people's farms for free in exchange for working on those farms. Okay, and they give you a bed and food and what have you. So it allows you to travel around the world on very little money, just using the sweat of your brow. So it's a good thing for people who want to do a bit of touristing, but you don't have that much money. Now, this response that we got from the government, from the office of the Honourable Kate Wilkinson, the Sinister of Food and Agriculture, I believe, the Sinister for Food Safety. Now, the response is without doubt the best response I've ever seen from any government agency. Okay, now the way it's worded basically means, in a nutshell, that growing your own food will still be legal. Gifting the food to others will still be legal. Swapping and bartering food with other people will be illegal unless you follow the guidelines of health and safety, which is allegedly free. Like, they give you a pamphlet or what have you to follow the guidelines, unless you break them, and then there's a fine, I suspect. And wolfing will be legal under the bill once some amendment she's proposing has been made. And the bill appears to be designed to regulate those people who are using food as a business only. And that's what they say, but I don't know what's going on, really, because Codex Alimentarius is a sneaky, slippery serpent that slithers its way into our legislation without the knowledge of even the Sinister in charge of them. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Look at me, driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end a planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust.
Welcome back.
No handlebars.
Segment number two of six total that we'll be doing today. I had mentioned before about Charlie Veach, and I want to mention one more thing, and this is very telling. He decided to block the people's ability to comment on his videos because he was getting too much criticism. Now, in my opinion, when you're receiving criticism, view it with an open mind, and if it stacks up, then change what you're doing. Change your behavior, change your modus operandi, what have you. Criticism allows you the opportunity to learn and prevent yourself from continuing to be a douchebag. Charlie's response is to say, if you, give you the finger and block everybody's ability to comment. Does that sound like an open-minded person to you? Does that sound like somebody who's willing to engage the people and in the free exchange of ideas? No, sounds like an asshole to me. That's precisely what he's turned into. You know, I can't abide people who abuse 9/11 truthers, primarily because of the fact that it was the freaking 9/11 families that started the truth movement. The freaking 9/11 first responders who testify, or at least try to all this evidence that surfaced. Okay? If you don't know that, then you're either ignorant, arrogant, or just plain retarded. Okay? Period. I don't care what your argument is about that. If you can explain just how molten metal got there, just how dust particles get smaller and smaller as they start to go towards the ground, then I'll listen to you. But if you're just going to call people frickin' names and tell them to go F themselves, then I'm sorry, but you are an asshole. It's just that simple. Speaking of stuff that's pretty incredible, new videos come out. Visible explosions from September 11th, the World Trade Center building. If you go to guerrillamedia.co.nz, top story there, or I think it might be the third one down or fourth one down, is this video. And you're watching World Trade Center 7. The person watching it is closer than any camera I've seen before. Okay, I've seen Building 7 come down from a number of angles. This is the closest one that I've seen so far. He's looking up at the top right-hand corner of the building, and you see windows being blown out, flashes of light, and then the building collapses in on itself. And you hear the explosions as well. Seconds after, about maybe a second or so after the explosion happens, because this person wasn't obviously right next to it, so sound takes a little moment to travel. Explain that one away, Charlie. Okay, and he won't. He'll just insult me, and you know, I actually really loved Charlie, you know, in a very real sense. You know, he's an awesome dude, really funny, makes great videos, gets out there with the megaphone, takes it to the people, and tries to make them laugh a little bit, and what have you. Very similar to myself. In fact, he's probably one of the main inspirations. Well, he's probably one of the inspirations for me getting into radio and going out and doing the things that I do now. And it reminds me of the quote from Batman. You either die the hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the bad guy. And that's what I feel is going on here right now. Total hypocrisy. Oh, I'm preaching love and acceptance and all of that kind of stuff. If you, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're retarded. This is effing science. What a freaking hypocritical sack nuts. Like, for the love of Norwegian cheese. enough on Charlie Beach, because, you know, I don't... I'm going to draw some criticism for it or something, but I seriously doubt so, because he drew most of his audience from the 9/11 truth movement and conspiracy movement, and now here he is calling them all retards, okay? And he's surprised when people start lavishing him with abuse. Oh, you get what you deserve. And Danny Romero from American Freedom Radio has a great saying. Everybody ends up exactly where they deserve to be. Yeah. That's what happens, man. You know, I bust my hump, and I'm kind of actually going a little bit without sleep at the moment, because I'm up real late working and have to get up real early and start working, you know, from sundown to sun up. Now, we have a fabulous caller on the line here. I believe it's Jason. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, Vinny. You beat me to it. I wanted to tell you about that new video of a World Trade Center 7, but you just got done explaining it. But, yeah, there's no... That's you can't disprove that. Anybody who sees that, because, you know, that's... How can we not do anything about this? And the whole Charlie Beach thing, and I think this might be a stunt, or he's being some kind of publicity stunt, or he's trying to do the opposite of what he's doing, kind of psychologically mess with people, because he's always been funny and clever, and I think, you know, I bet he still believes in it, but this is a different tactic for him to take, to go, oh, you're all full of, you know, crap about 9/11, and, you know, making fun of that woman. I think it's kind of some kind of stunt he's doing.
Mm. Well, see, now that's a conspiracy theory. I think that it's more the fact that he was given a free trip to New York which he really loved. He loves New York. And he got to talk to some architects and engineers and all these officials and whatnot who explained to him these from a scientific perspective, why 9/11 happened the way it did and what have you. And instead of researching it further and asking questions that they can't answer, he does what most of us do in those situations where we're being told by a person in position of authority who's far more qualified than us. You just basically, you go on their expertise and you believe them. And he was in a personal he was in a very personalized environment at that time where he was given the great opportunity for having his trip paid by the BBC to get out there. What I don't like, on the other hand, is people accusing it of conspiring or being paid by the CIA or Mossad. I mean, if there's evidence for that, show me it. But the fact of the matter is, there ain't no evidence for that because it's not true. People are stupid sometimes, and they believe things that aren't true, and that includes Charlie and a lot of conspiracy theorists and the general public. Now, that's just my opinion, of course, and I'm stupid. I believe stuff that isn't true, but as soon as somebody shows me some contrary evidence that's backed up with at least a tiny little bit of information, then I'll change whatever I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree. Another thing to point to that is when you had your guest on a couple days ago about the moon landings being faked, I wish you had the phone lines open. I really wanted to call in because there's evidence that the moon is a peculiar thing in itself. It doesn't rotate, right? It doesn't rotate. It has a weird orbit around our planet. It causes menstrual cycles in women. It causes the tides and everything. When a solar eclipse happens, it perfectly covers the sun. Like, it's perfectly placed in our orbit to cover the sun exactly. And there's all, you can Google this, when they shot a bomb, they bombed the moon, you probably heard about that, it rang like a bell for a long, like, you know, several minutes or hours, I don't know what it is, but you can Google it. And there's ancient writings that talk about the time before the moon, which indicates that it was put there. It was actually put there. And like you said, you know, if somebody gives me evidence and puts things in press, things start, you know, little anomalies, you know, point that way, you know. To me, once I saw 9/11, everything's up for debate. You know, the moon, our ancient past, our, you know, what we're told, it's all up for debate, and it could all be a conspiracy. So, and that guy that you had on, he was strict to just stick to the moon landings, and I respect that. But I'm the type of person that once I see the moon landings are fake, then what's, you know, it just snowballs for me. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, you know, and again, there's so many anomalies about virtually everything, and this is why some conspiracy theorists wind up going a little bit nuts, because they start questioning everything, questioning themselves, and instead of trying to seek answers, they continue questioning, all right? Because answers provide solace and understanding, and that's the problem with conspiracy, is that if it was a conspiracy, if there is something that's wrong about it and it's being kept behind closed doors, if it's being kept secret, there's, in my opinion, very little chance that you'll ever get to the point where you'll develop any postulation that's beyond an educated guess. And so, ergo, it means that people have to start becoming comfortable with assuming what they know to be true is probably wrong and simply waiting for the evidence to be produced, as I do. Like, for example, the moon being hollow, or the moon being a spaceship, as some have postulated, the moon being put there on purpose. Now, how does that change my daily life? In reality, it actually doesn't, because the moon's already has been there the whole time that I've been alive. It still kept rotating. It still had the eclipses and what have you. So it doesn't actually change my life in order to know the truth about the moon, nor does 9/11 to a large extent. It doesn't change my life, but it does change my mind. It changes how you think about things. It changes how you go about having conversations with people. And what I find really hard to deal with is, like, when you're trying to tell people, particularly close friends and or family, about things that are kind of like way out the out of left field and what have you, they have that kind of reaction where it's just like, I just can't deal with this right now.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an experience
I get
that like
a lot.
That? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. My girlfriend, she believes 9/11 was an inside job, but she doesn't want to look at it. She would rather go do other things. You know, that's okay. It was an inside job. Move on. You know, but I'm fascinated by it. Right. There's just so many different types of people that take things differently. That's where I think the New World Order has us. There's only a group of us that really are fascinated by this and go, look, how could this be? And then there's the other people, most of the people that just, you know, okay, yeah, sure, it was an insight, but what can I do about it? You know, I still have this dollar that I pay for things. I have my job. I rely on this grid, you know, society. You know, it's just there's not enough people that are going to be fascinated enough and be like open-minded enough to, you know, say, well, this should change our lives. We should hold these people accountable, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just never going to happen. And yeah, I walk around like a zombie because I'm so, I don't know, I research this stuff, everything, all the time. And I feel like I am separate from everybody else. I can't talk to anybody. If I try to bring it up, it's like, how could I bring this up? It's like Santa Claus. When you first find out Santa Claus, you know.
That's what the divide and conquer tactic does, Jason. It works on you and conspiracy theorists far more effectively than it does on the general public, in my opinion. Because, can I ask you a question? Are you a very social person? Are you out talking to different people and meeting new people all the time?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not a social person at all.
Okay, so now... there's a problem right there, bro, because I'm a very, very social person and I'm always out discussing with different people and different ideas and that kind of thing. As soon as you close yourself off from humanity, as happens to a lot of us, and this happened to me at one point as well, your social skills suffer. And that's why you find it difficult to talk to people is because you're not well-versed, you're not well-practiced in that very process itself. You know what I'm saying? And it's the points on which you agree with people that you should come together and associate, because everybody has a particular conspiracy theory that is their forte. Okay, they may deny that conspiracy theories exist, but you mention the Vatican, oh, they're interested. You know,
yeah.
They deny that conspiracies exist at all, but the second you mention that vaccines aren't good for you, they're interested. The trick is finding out what those people's interests are and sharing it with them. You understand? Now, this means, of course, that you need to be in a social situation with them in a non-conspiratorial way so that you're actually, you know, playing cards with them or having a few drinks with them and just talking about normal stuff, okay? People are really good in general, and you need to be able to relate to them in order to get through to them, in my opinion. And if you want to hold on till after the break, Jason, we'll be right back in a few minutes.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Anger to a place that ain't gon' get up in your face. The facts we okay, but the system fails. We got to change the way we see the problem if we're gonna fix this place. My living soul don't care about the color of your face. Unite and roll with.
Welcome back
live here on the land.
To the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And, well, basically we're discussing the tough social situations you find yourself in as a conspiracy theorist, and as I said before, and I'll say it again repeatedly until through a propagandistic mechanism, everybody starts to believe it. It's tough being a conspiracy theorist, namely because you're trying to question everything, and so as a result, very few things make sense, and it makes you feel very insecure as a person, doesn't it? Jason, I believe you're still on the line there. I wanted to put something across to you. I want to know your thoughts on it. I thought about being a conspiracy theorist as much like being a child. When a child is in a family situation where their family ignore them all the time, and they don't develop properly, and they wind up acting out. Do you believe that that is true of conspiracy theorists?
Yes, I definitely do. And I don't hate to get the wrong idea. I'm because I play in three different bands. I'm a musician, and I'm around a lot of social situations. I'm just not social. I don't know how to get in edgewise and talk to people about it. But yeah, I do feel a little suppressed, and like I'm not ignored, but I just don't know how to communicate with people and say, hey, look at this, without being like, holy crap, look at this, you know, like, and ease into it, because it's so huge to me. It's just so giant that, you know, it's that's where my handicap comes in, is I'm too passionate about it that I can't just be off the cuff about it and just bring it up, you know, in a social setting. So I feel like I'm around all these people that they couldn't relate with me, you know. I just feel different, like a different species of human.
Is that because,
you know?
Is that because you're trying to make sure that you're having a particular conversation about what you're interested in, and as a result, you don't feel that people are interested in you?
Kind of. It's kind of like that. I feel like there's great speakers that, like yourself, I'm sure if I was hanging out with you in a social situation where, you know, everybody wasn't a conspiracy theory, and it would be fun to hear how you would bring up, say, 9/11 or something, and how, you know, I just believe it takes social skills that you have to be a natural at it, I think. I don't know. There's just people, like, it takes me to get up courage to call in, because I listen to all these conspiracy radio shows all day long, and you're like the people that I relate with, because I can't go to the grocery store and have a conversation in line with somebody and just bring up, oh, 9/11, so, you know, what do you think about that? You know, it's just...
It makes about people and how they are actually can relate to the material. For example, a clerk at a food store won't relate to 9/11 straight off the bat, you know, in general. But if you tell them about the new food legislation that's being passed to suppress their right to sell food, then they'll get into it. And the cool thing about conspiracies that I've found, and we have a caller on the line here, Tim, I'll come to you in a moment. The cool thing about being a conspiracy theorist is that we amass an eclectic knowledge. Now, this means that you can relate to absolutely everybody. For example, if you're talking with other musicians, tell them about, say, for example, frequencies and how they affect the body. Tell them about how music used to be used in ancient cultures like Hopi Indians and whatnot in order to tune the body back into the natural rhythm of the earth, okay? Things like that. Because you know so much as a conspiracy theorist, it gives you a huge textbook of knowledge from which everybody can take a page. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid that people won't accept you, because I can guarantee if you just pay attention to what people are interested in, even their normal mainstream beliefs, there will be a conspiracy theory that you know about that will keep them interested. And as a result, if you crack open that one tiny little crack in their knowledge, in their mantra, you can turn them into a conspiracy theorist as well, and they will also go through those same things. And I thank you very much, Jason, for your call.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good day. And our next caller here, we have Tim. Tim, welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing really good, bro.
I think I'm becoming a regular on AFR.
it is addictive, isn't it?
Yeah. I was listening to Jason, and I can relate to him, and I'm hoping that he's listening right now, because I've got to the point where I've got so consumed in the New World Order information that you can get consumed and lost in it, where you become antisocial. You ever remember The Matrix, when Morpheus was telling Neo how some people are not ready to be unplugged?
Yeah, absolutely. And go ahead.
That's the reality that he has. Everybody's not ready to be unplugged from that from that matrix, from that system. I play basketball. I watch sports. I'm a musician myself. I, you know, I watch a lot of TV, and I socialize. I don't associate with a lot of people because I'm just, that's just me. But you got to learn how to talk about other things than just the New World Order, because I'm telling you, some people might be out there in the street trying to, they might be about the New World Order, but they trying to, they might be trying to get away from the New World Order to kind of relax their mind. And you come there bringing that on to them, it's like they might not find, there's no way to escape. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah, man.
I don't want to talk about New World Order. I get the information. Sometimes I got to relax my mind. Let me go do something social. If I go out into the, you know, to the street, I might not want to hear about New World Order, because I'm trying to relieve my mind after consuming all that information. And you have to pick your spot. You really have to pick your spot. Everybody's not going to be ready to be tuned into. I have something that, I gave information to some people about a product, and they didn't care who made the product. Product tastes good, and that's all they cared about. I'm like, okay, well, fine. And I left it alone. You know, so that's just the reality. He has to find some things, man, that to be social with, and everybody's just not going to be on that time frame.
Yeah, you're absolutely right here. And it's funny you mentioned The Matrix, because that's exactly the quote that I used in one of my latest videos. Vinny, oh, what was it? 9/11 truther Mr. News assaulted by fluoride head. And that's exactly what I said, is that, some people aren't ready to be unplugged. There's people who are so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to defend it. That's the finishing part of the quote. Because these people aren't your friends, you know. I mean, sure, you're a conspiracy theorist, which means you know what's going on in the world to a certain extent. However, it doesn't mean that other people will accept you and your wanting to help them to make a better society, because they think that the society is great. And what you're doing really is they perceive it as opposition to them. And, you know, people have to realize that just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I'm against you.
Right.
You know?
And then people will repudiate themselves from you because, like, oh, here comes that conspiracy guy again. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I have my moments where I educated some people about the chemtrails. I had a buddy, I mentioned some about chemtrails. He said, oh, get out here with that conspiracy theory. I said, no, it's not. I had to break it down to him what the difference between the contrail and the chemtrail. So I had to pick my spots, and certain people who I talked to, and I educated people on certain things. Like I said, I'm not with that all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree. And the problem is, though, that conspiracy theorists disagree and argue with each other. You know, like that new Building 7 video that I just mentioned. Article already posted on world911truth.org. Fake new Building 7 video. And they've decided to warn us about it. After asking many people who really know about Building 7's collapse that they were thinking this new video, all of them agreed, it's fake and a very well done fake. Some of these people are scientists, architects, and engineers, and some are people who know about video editing and the techniques used to create fake videos. Now, we think this video was released with the intention to hurt the 9/11 truth movement's credibility, and this is why we are publishing this article. Do not spread it around. We have more evidence than we need to call for a real investigation. We don't need this video in our files. Now, this is the 9/11 truth movement problem, in my opinion, is that...
You know the big thing that kills me? We saw the implosion of World Trade Center 7. That's a definite implosion. We know that. But when Dr. Judy Wood came out with that, where did the towers go? I'm telling you, I went back to look at the video of 9/11. I went back and just analyzed it. Don't you know it was disintegrating in midair as it was coming down?
Yeah.
I sat back and I was looking at, because she was saying it was particle beams, and some people say Hobbs. I don't know what was hit with it, but I know them planes in that fire did not bring it down. And it was coming out like a volcano. And I'm like, I played it back about 10 times, and I kept looking at that build. I'm like, it was disintegrating in the particles at the time it was coming down.
I know. And like I always say, man, 9/11 has more red flags than China does.
Yeah. I heard you say that. You like, oh, my goodness. Mm.
All right. So if you want to hang on after the break, you certainly can. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, The Lighter Side of Genocide, because in a world so full of absolute chaos and absolute madness and absolute destruction of thought and freedom of every kind, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll be just as crazy as the world is, in my opinion. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back momentarily with hour number two.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And we've had two callers so far this episode talking about Dr. Judy Wood and the fabulous book she wrote, Where Did the Towers Go? So I've got her on Skype here right now. Welcome, Judy.
Hello. A surprise visit.
Yeah, well, I've still got a caller on the line, and I want to give him the opportunity to ask you some questions, because he was telling me about just how mind-blowing it was as soon as you said that the dust was disintegrating as it was descending kind of thing. It really blew his mind. And we also had our other caller, Jason, if you want to call back in and ask Judy a question, go right ahead as well. So, Tim, if you're still there, you can ask Judy a question if you like.
Oh, I was listening. I've seen the documentary, and has any of this information has been like went to Congress, or has anybody besides the alternative media, has this been presented to Congress or anything?
I submitted a request for correction to NIST, and I was the first one to do that. And in doing so, I was notifying them of the fact that their contractors committed science fraud. In doing that, I qualified as a whistleblower and filed a federal KTAM case that went into the federal court system. But unfortunately, very few people supported the case, so the judges could sweep it under the carpet without anyone noticing, or with certain folks cheering. And it was swept under the carpet, but the judges at the Court of Appeals level were very respectful of me, to the point they acknowledged that the law applied to my case, but for the ease of dismissing the case, they were ignoring the law.
Mm.
So, and it's very sad that if enough people had learned about this case and supported it, I think things would be a bit different.
You know what? I mean, it seems as though the cover-up kind of happens from all angles. And my theory is, of course, that because it's a conspiracy, people automatically dismiss it out of hand because they don't believe that there is such a thing.
Well, see, I don't approach it as a conspiracy. A conspiracy means you have two or more people conspiring to do something illegal. Well, for all we know, it could be just one person. But I don't even deal with the whodunit part, so what I deal with is physical evidence. It's a forensic investigation. Before you can say who did it, you first need to determine what even happened. Yeah. I don't know if you heard about the Casey Anthony trial in the U.S. That was the big media hype. Kind of like the O.J. Simpson case, you know, it was hyped up and played out in the media. I wasn't aware of it, but the jury apparently wasn't convinced of what the crime was. And I really admire the juror they had in the media the next day. I mean, it seemed like she was reading from the preface of my book. She says, before you can convict somebody of a crime and put them on death row, you have to know what the crime is. They did not know how the child died. So how could they put somebody on death row for murdering a child? You know, there's reasonable doubt right there. Yeah. And so even though, you know, the public somehow was convinced because it gets, you know, played up in the media and everybody gets convinced of something, they go after the whodunit part before they go into what happened. And you first need to do what happened before you can go into whodunit. And by definition, if you're just looking at what happened, it cannot be a conspiracy theory. It's forensic evidence.
Well, see, that's exactly the point that needs to be made here. And, like, for example, we ambushed John Campbell, who's one of our biggest journalists in the country here, on 2008 on the anniversary of 9/11. And that was the first question he asked. Oh, okay, so who did it? Who did it? And we said, well, I don't know. That's why we need a new bloody investigation, Campbell, you scumbag. Now shut up.
Here's the way my preface begins. It said, for the record, I do not believe our government is responsible for executing the events of 9/11, nor do I believe that our government is not responsible for executing the events of 9/11. This is a case of belief. This is a crime that needs to be solved by a forensic study of the evidence. Before you can determine who did it, you first need to determine what was done and how it was done.
Now, speaking of which, there's bound to be people out there that took away, you know, like a keepsake from the World Trade Center site, you know, first responders, construction workers, demolition crew, you know. Oh, that's a nice little piece there. I'll just keep that in my pocket and take it away with me, kind of thing. If you've got one of those pieces, send it into a lab or something, you know. Get it tested. Find out what residues are on it. That kind of thing. Now, I suppose. What was that, Tim?
To say it was meant to go to the lab. I mean, take to the lab if you want to, but I'm pretty sure there was some interference involved.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't really need that because, you know, that just adds in a few layers of this is what happens when you get unplanned interviews. I get, you know, this my audience here. that, you know, you have the question of custody of, you know, the chain of custody and whatnot else. But more than that, we don't need that. You look at the images, it is undeniable what happened.
Yeah, and we have Jason on the line here. Now, Judy, Jason actually called up when I was on break to one of the guest hosts that I had filling in for me, Louis B., talking about you, and he was kind of upset that he sort of brushed him off and what have you. So that's why I asked him to call back in so he could have a chance to actually ask you a question himself. Jason, go ahead.
Hi, Judy. It's an honor to talk with you. I love your work. I listened to all your past interviews recently that have just come out. And my question would be, are you keeping up with Mr. Hutchinson? Do you know what he's up to these days and what he did in the Gulf oil spill, how he was trying to use that technology to, I guess, counteract the effects of the Gulf oil spill? And my other question, God, I forgot. I'm stunned I'm talking to you right now. It's just, like, amazing. Architects and engineers, Richard Gage, all those guys, that whole crew, what have they ever talked to you, or why are they so against you? So that's basically my two.
Well, there's I'll approach that question first. Is you'll have to ask them exactly why, but why they're not interested in the physical evidence. They're more interested in a witch hunt, I think. But more than that, especially with this last big to-do they had in Toronto, their, quote, international, you know, hearings, you know, they want to get all the evidence, but they exclude having me there. And I've written the only, I've done the only comprehensive forensic investigation that exists in the public domain. You know, NIST didn't do a forensic investigation. They just did a, you know, fantasy scenario. They didn't evaluate what really happened. And also, I'm the only person who's taken this evidence to court. So it really, you know, kind of makes them look pretty bad, like they're trying to cover something up.
Some people think that it's really complicated, but it's actually quite simple. And here's an experiment you can do at home, ladies and gentlemen. Go to your barbecue and turn it on for an hour. Now, ask yourself two questions. Did the plate melt? No. Did the barbecue explode into atomized dust? No. Ergo, 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, no. I'm just joking,
of course.
Inside job means you know who did it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You don't know if it's an outside job or an inside job or whatever kind of job it is. A pop quiz I gave my students many years ago was, let's say you're out someplace rural and want to heat up a pot of water. And you don't have a grill handy, but you have this wad of old coat hangers. So you wad them up and get your fire started and put the big pot of water on the coat hanger. So I've got a picture of it. And said, okay, now, as the water heats up and the fire heats up, what's going to happen? It's multiple choice. You know, nothing? Or the pot gradually eases towards the ground, maybe not uniformly, you know, coat hangers sag. Or, without any notice, the coat hangers suddenly shatter into little straight bits that fly every which way. Or, the coat hangers all turn to dust and the pot slams to the ground. Or, you know, none of the above, and, you know, please explain. And you can tell when you got to the turn to dust, you hear all the little giggles.
Sorry, Jason, what did you have to say there, Matt?
I like, Judy, how you brought up the point that most of the architects and engineers are funded by the chemical corporations, and that they, you know, they wouldn't get funded if they supported your work. You know what I mean?
Yep, bingo. And they're the dog in the fight.
Right.
Same with those who covered up, you know, free energy in 1989. You know, the same thing.
Now, can you explain, Judy, what exactly is the Hutchison effect?
Oh, the Hutchison effect is what John Hutchison discovered in trying to replicate the work of Nikola Tesla and a few others like T. Townsend Brown, where he was just having fun, you know, playing with some old equipment. He loves vacuum tube equipment, analog equipment. And if you create a static field, he was initially used a Tesla coil, then later used a Van de Graaff generator. Create a static field, then within the static field, interfere various radio frequency signals, different frequencies, different angles, different magnitudes, and just, you know, play around, see what happens. And weird things start happening. It's kind of like a key that unlocks the door to this whole new world of physics that we haven't been taught. But it has been around all these years because of, you know, Tesla had discovered these things. I've got a picture, a diagram in my book of George Pigott. I hope I pronounced his name correctly, who I think was in 1903 applied for a patent. And he got it in 1911, I think, if I remember the dates correctly, for radiant energy. And there's a picture of him sitting there observing with his little bow tie on, watching steel balls levitate in this static environment. And so it's the same type of thing that was being fiddled around with then, but it went underground. So you get a variety of things like levitation or jellification, or disruption of the material comes apart and turns to dust. Sometimes it starts bending on its own. There's a video, it's pretty cool, of this steel rod that's doing sit-ups. It's curling up and down like a piece of jelly. And there's another one I've got on my website where, this is John Hutchison's, where there's this solid steel rod that looks like it has a heartbeat in it, because you can see the shimmer of, like, the surface is just like jelly. So material starts to come apart. I also draw an analogy with the game of musical chairs you played with as a child. I don't know if you have it there where you are.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Everyone has a chair, and then everyone gets up.
We call it Parliament.
Okay, yeah. And there's one less chair. When the music stops, everybody has to sit down again, and, you know, whoever doesn't get a chair is out of the game. Well, think of the molecules being like, you know, when the music's playing, they're up and moving around, and when the music stops, they need to grab onto something. Sometimes they don't grab onto things the same way, and they might end up making a different material. There's also other, you know, different things happen, and that's what I think happens with the steel turning to iron. You know, steel doesn't really rust that quickly, but you get an iron skillet in your sink, you scrub it real clean and let it soak there, it's going to turn bright orange in no time, because iron rusts very quickly. So how do you get steel and turn it into iron? You have to dissociate the molecules, take out of it the carbon and other little doodads that are added into it to make structural steel what it is. And actually, the surface of some of the steel at the World Trade Center looks like it's got a dusty coating of pure iron on it. That when you see where water droplets ran down, it kind of makes this run in it. So does that answer your question for what the Hutchison effect is?
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's more or less I think there was an old quote, you know, if a sufficiently advanced technology will appear as magic.
Right. And when you understand it, it's no longer magic.
Yeah, exactly. You know, goodness knows what kind of magical stories all throughout history have just been performed by people using advanced technology. Like, I want to have I want to have that Jesus power where I've got like a technological device that'll allow me to turn water into wine, man. I'd be pissed every day. It'd be awesome. And I want to walk on water too, you know, just so I can slip past the border if I don't want to be groped by the TSA.
Yep, that's another good one. For those who have trouble understanding this weird realm, imagine, you know, I think most people did this as a child, experiment with getting a wire, wrapping it around a nail. You plug it into a 9-volt battery, and that nail becomes a magnet. Or you move a conductor through a magnetic field, and you generate electricity. Kind of like how hydroelectric power plants work. And it turns out, also gravity is related to magnetism. So if all these things are related, how you tune them and fiddle with them, you can get some weird things happening.
Indeed. And Jason, I'd like to thank you for your callback, and I just kind of wanted to give you the opportunity to talk to Judy, since you love her so much.
You made my day. Really great talking to you, Judy. Yeah. Take care.
Right. Thanks.
And we have another caller on the line here. I'm sorry, you'll have to wait until after the break. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My guest taking questions is Dr. Judy Wood from WhereDidTheTowersGo.com. And we'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide conspiratorial gangster computer god communism with wall-to-wall deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein controls, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people that keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on top.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the lighter side of genocide. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness, you've got to keep your sense of humor and laugh about a few things, otherwise you'll go mad too. Now, we've got a caller on the line here. Caller, you're on the air. Can you just tell us your first name and go and fire away with your question?
Yes, my name is Keith. Oh, and I Keith, just want to say, yeah, I'm a supporter of Dr. Judy Wood, because you can look at the anomalies. You know, cars a half mile away and chunks of building coming out and dissolving or melting or dustifying in the air. Thermite and bombs can't explain any of this. Dr. Judy Wood does with directed energy weapons. I was going to say a couple things. I had a conversation with Dr. Judy Wood when she was being interviewed by Ralph Winterode, and I was talking about who did it. And, you know, I think we got cut off and I didn't get to finish. But there's two corporations, Dr. Wood, am I right? Science Applications International Corporation and Applied Research Associates, right?
Among others. Those manufacture and develop energy weapons.
But you can't really find anything about them because it's all under national security because they're defense contractors, right?
I did find out about them, and that's why I took them to court. I wanted to put them under oath.
Yeah, but you can't find out. You can find out a limited amount, correct?
I found out plenty, enough to, have a good reason to put them on the stand and ask them some questions. That, I think, is the primary reason why they wouldn't want this case to go forward because, they can't keep those people from going on the witness stand because that lets the cat out of the bag.
Right, and but how much time altogether do you get to interview them on the stand?
Oh, zero. Zero. That's why the case can go forward. Because if you have the case behind closed doors, the cat's out of the bag. The only way to keep the cat in the bag is to not allow the case to go forward.
Right. Well, my point on the who is simply this. You know, there's three names. I mean, who leased the World Trade Center? Larry Silverstein. According to Haaretz, that he was in conversations every Sunday with Benjamin Netanyahu. All right? Then you got Frank Lowy.
That doesn't show anything. What you have to look at is what happened. And what happened was some form of energy weapon destroyed the towers. Now, this one particular organization, Applied Research Associates, they're under a government contract to know everything about any weapon of mass destruction that exists or is being developed anywhere. And so it is their, not just they could recognize what kind of weapon it is their job to know whose weapon it is. And so if you want to know who did it, you know, whose weapon this was.
Right. I understand. I understand, but I'm going at a different angle. There's a bigger picture here. You got Silverstein.
Well, what you've been.
On public television.
But what you've learned is what the media wants you to learn, and you're supposed to develop the suspicion about, whatever. That doesn't prove anything. Just like with the Casey Anthony trial, that they told one thing to the audience, and that isn't what the case is based on.
No, that's where I'm going with it. They set up the false story with Larry Silverstein on public television. I'm trying to get to a different point because there's four names here.
Okay.
Larry Silverstein leases the building, all right? You got Frank Lowy, who takes all the retail space, paid $127 million with a 99-year lease. You've got Louis Eisenberg, who's the chairman of the New York Port Authority. All these are members of the ADL. And then you got this Ronald S. Lauder of Estee Lauder Fortune, the cosmetics. This is the one who pushed for New York's privatization committee. Now, he's a member of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, the Jewish National Fund, the World Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee. He's also on the Anti-Defamation League.
Hold on, Judy, because I've got something to interject here as well, because there's another question in from the chat room that I think dovetails with this. Chad wants me to ask you, Judy, what you think about Dr. Bill Deagle's information that there was a micro-nuke carried out by the Mossad and how he can't get anyone around the world to test the debris from the towers that show radioactivity.
Again, we come back to what happened. Nukes make heat, lots of heat. How many people were blinded by the light, the bright light of all that heat? How was the paper all burned? If you have a tremendous amount of heat, you end up with things being burned and cooked all around. That didn't happen. If you have a nuke, I don't even know, where many nukes come from. You have to look at the evidence of what happened. What happened was the fingerprint of what caused it. And so just coming up with, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, the Russian roulette of names of gizmos means nothing. You have to show what relationship to the buildings. And so, you know, did the buildings cook? No. You didn't have a big nuke in the basement either, because you would have had a big, huge steam explosion because the bathtub would have been busted and the Hudson River would have rushed in. That didn't happen. Also, if you have a nuke, you have a pile of junk left over. What we had was something turned to dust. Powder. Didn't burn up.
Well, am I still on?
Yep.
Hello? Yeah, I was just going to say, if you have a nuke, you've got people dying and being sick from radiation poisoning, too. They were dying from breathing in things, the dustification.
I mean, yeah, that's right.
And Dr. Woods?
You kind of were breaking up there a bit, Keith. You said Dr. Woods.
Yes. She pointed it out, that a nuke would break the bathtub. Water would come in. The heat would be so tremendous you'd have a steam explosion. It didn't happen. They can't explain the circles and windows in one pane of glass that didn't break through to the other. They also never talk about, you know, the destruction to buildings 3, 4, 5, and 6. They don't explain any of the anomalies at all.
Right.
By nukes. None of it. Dr. Judy would have nailed it.
Now, this is building one and two.
I'm trying to say that this is all connected to all people who have ties to the ADL and all these Jewish organizations who own the building, who lease the building, who authorize the lease, tied to Netanyahu. I mean, it's undeniable.
Took out extra terrorism insurance 6 weeks beforehand. Larry Silverstein only put $1 down for a 99-year lease. You know,
I stay away from the soft kind of he said, she said, who said, what said, because you have to really start with the physical evidence. This is a psyops. There's no question this is a psyops. And in a psyops, you have to be careful what kind of hearsay you're going to be listening to.
No, facts are facts. That building was leased 7 weeks before to Silverstein. Everybody involved is members of the ADL. These are facts.
Yeah, those are facts. I mean, we're not talking about the physical evidence. We're talking about people who are at least tied to the crime scene itself. You know, people who perhaps have a stake in it. Those kind of things do need to be looked at. But you know, Judy, your investigative skill is specifically at physical evidence.
Right.
Like you're not, for example, a criminal investigator, right?
Yeah, you'd have to show a connection between the physical evidence and these people. Not just that they benefited, because if you want to play that game, I'll say that you're probably going to say that those who were looting all the various stores in New Orleans created the hurricane. You know, that's the same kind of logic. Those who benefit aren't necessarily the ones who pull it off.
Well, the only thing I would say is if we open it up to about a century, we can go back and look at the Balfour Declaration, Untermeyer, Rosenthal, all these Zionists who created the nation state of Israel in the first place.
Who had the gizmo that did this, and who held the gun to the head of the person who had the gizmo that did this, and so forth? However it came to be. Someone executed this event with this technology. In order
Can I ask you just a quick question? What is the actual device called? Like, is there a name for this form of device, or an inventor that came up with the original concept, or what?
I don't think it's been patented, at least not in this form. You know, the World Trade Center gizmo, whatever you want to call it. What I have looked at is the evidence of what happened.
Now, can I ask you another question? Building 7, because we've talked about towers 1 and 2. They certainly look like they're poofing in midair, but building 7 looks like classic controlled demolition. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, all 7 or 8 buildings, the same thing happened to them. I'm including number 8 being Bankers Trust. But if you go by what something looks like, you're going to end up arresting the magician at a magic show who supposedly cuts a woman in half and puts her back together. You know,
hey, that,
Just because it looks like doesn't mean it is.
Let me ask a question.
I'm talking about like there was a huge difference between Tower 1 and 2 and the way they came down to how Tower 7, and you're saying it was the same device that did the those two different effects?
It's the same technology.
Let me ask a question, if I may.
Hold on. Keith, go ahead.
Or his question?
Keith, ask your question first.
Well, these directed energy weapons, I mean, they could be directed from the top down or the bottom up, could they not?
Right. Can I answer the question?
Sure, go ahead.
It's the same technology involved in all of the buildings. And what if you witness, even Jesse Ventura knows this from reading my book, that Building 7 was fuming away all afternoon. A tremendous amount of mass was leaving the building all afternoon. Now, in conventional controlled demolition, you're saying it looked like. Look like isn't proof that it is. Also, what is true in conventional controlled demolition is the building slams the ground. You cut out the supports, the building drops the ground, slams the ground, that's what breaks up the building. Trouble is,
yes,
Building 7, there was essentially no seismic event.
Right, so, but
did the building slam to the ground or not? You know, if it slammed to the ground, you'd get a seismic signal. There's a small out of background noise, maybe, you know, on some of the stations. And some of the stations, they couldn't even pick out anything for background noise. And none of them went through the earth. These were surface waves. They were not the P wave or the S wave normally associated with some seismic event. So if this thing was, you know, slammed to the ground, the seismic signal, you know, didn't show that. So you kind of wonder if the stuff that was coming out of the building all afternoon was the majority of the mass of the building.
Right, but there was something a little bit different about Building 7 in that the top wasn't dustifying, you know, and appeared to be going down. I mean, that's what I'm saying, that dustification...
It was dustified internally throughout the day. It was for 7 hours. It was dustified. All that stuff that was blowing out of one side only, for most of the afternoon, from, you know, ground to roof.
Right, but from the visual we saw, it looked like the top was fairly intact as it started to fall. And I'm just saying, could it have been done from the bottom up instead of the top down, like 1 and 2?
It was dustified internally. Too.
Internally.
Yeah.
Well, right, I'm not fighting against you. I understand. No seismic print means no controlled demolition. That's, you know, it was dustified. There was no controlled demolition.
Right.
No,
a controlled demolition, right. The building slams to the ground. This building did not slam to the ground, period. So it was not a conventional controlled demolition.
Mm.
Right.
Also, the various audio recordings, like this particular video of someone getting interviewed with the building behind them, the building starts to drop down and gets about halfway to the ground, and the cameraman goes, whoa, 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 whoa. He gets, you know, he just suddenly notices the building's dropping out of sight in the background. And that was actually used, you know, the NIST set up this false choice. You know, the AE-911 truth gangs, you know, bombs the building business, or the thermal expansion business. So you have this false choice set up, and they used this lack of audio sounds to eliminate the bombs in the building crowd. But I called them on that for fraud, because they should have used that to eliminate their own analysis as well, if they applied it to their own analysis, because if this building came crashing down, it would sound like it was raining dump trucks. You know, 230,000 tons of building crashity, poppity, bangity, you know, down, but nobody heard a thing. This recording,
you know, I hope
audio from down the street, low-level conversations.
Well, I hope in all these meetings with Richard Gage that people would show up there and ask him, what about Hurricane Aaron, which he never talks about? What about buildings 3, 4, 5, and 6,
and
the anomalies, and hold up signs with your website on it? That would be nice to see.
We're coming up to break now. Okay. So, Keith, thank you very much for your call. Great caller there. And Dr. Judy Wood is my guest. Final segment coming up. Your last chance to call in 402-237-2525.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'm your host, Vinnie Eastwood, Mr. News, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. My very special guest
joining us now. Final segment is the illustrious, the fabulous, and the downright sensational Dr. Judy Wood. Has that butted up enough for you, darling? now, we had a question in the chat room about this new Building 7 video that come on, and I noticed something on this Building 7 video. Did anybody see the triangle wing-tipped plane flying over Building 7 at exactly 31 seconds at that video? The second it flies over, the building comes down. I don't know. That's just something I noticed. I have no idea what the evidence is. I don't know if this video is real. Or what have you, and you can't base your life upon single videos that show this or that or the other if there's nothing actually verifying it and showing the exact same thing happening from multiple angles. You don't know who uploaded it, you don't know which how many people were involved in the production of it, and particularly with low quality videos as well, because basically low quality videos, kind of like the moon landing and all of that kind of stuff, they make it so hard to see what is actually 100% exactly accurate of what's going on there. So, you know, in a nutshell, I don't know. But we've had a question in the chat room to see what Dr. Judy Wood thinks about this video. So, Judy, go ahead.
There's plenty of video footage of this face of the building. And this is the only one I've ever seen that, you know, has any kind of flashes in it. There's also a lot of audio footage of low-level conversations up and down the street, and you know, nobody hears any kind of boomity-bang and anything like that at all. So I tend to be skeptical about how that audio track got added in. I also see nothing really anything different than the other videos have shown, except for some. What do you call it, photoshopped or whatever, bright flashes, because this was known to have no bright flashes in all of the other videos, which have been verified at the risk of treason. That's one thing I like about stuff that the government has used. They can misinterpret, but they can't fudge. They can't lie. You know, they can misinterpret or omit, but if they include it, They can't include Photoshop stuff without acknowledging that on the thing. And all the videos I've seen that come out of there, plus, in addition, let's talk about eyewitnesses. I know an eyewitness who was walking past there and was going to take the ferry home and getting out of Dodge there, and somebody came running up and said the building just collapsed. They're talking about one of the towers. And they thought the guy was nuts, because they just walked past the building. It was in good health. And, you know, they didn't feel a boom. They didn't hear a boom. So they assumed that this guy was nuts. And I've heard similar things with regard to Building 7. No one was aware that Building 7, you know, went away. And if you had that kind of bangity-bangity-bombity-boom with fireworks, folks would have known.
But there has been plenty of footage coming out, you know, like even mainstream media footage, people just suddenly going, whoa, 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 what the hell was that? And you're hearing this bang, you know, and lots of eyewitnesses talking about charges going off and that kind of thing.
There's some fake ones. Now, there are some bangity bangs. If you have a building that you're dissolving, you have water tanks in it. Those water tanks at some point are going to cut loose and squirt the stuff out. Other things, bombs go at, over the speed of sound, obviously, when they go bang. Shockwaves travel outward. You have tremendous speed, many times the speed of sound, that explosions occur. And they carry junk with them. You know, the Coke bottle sitting on the windowsill becomes a projectile. If you examine the buildings, I was just there last week, and I got some nice close-up pictures of the post office. Virtually no dings in the side, no pock marks. For a building just three lanes over to have been shooting out all sorts of stuff, didn't happen. Because it would look like a machine gun had fired on the side of the post office if that had happened. And there's no evidence of any, projectiles dinging up the wall. Any significant amount. Maybe one little ding here or there. who knows if that was somebody carrying a pipe down the street and backed into the wall or whatever. But it does not look like a machine gun hit the side of the building.
Mm.
And if you had explosives going off, the side of the building, adjacent buildings, would look like a machine gun shot all over the place.
Now, moving on here from that, because that actually kind of explains it a fair bit for me, the toasty cars that you're talking about, we've got one comment in here, says there's a video and cars that had their windows blown out rather than blown in, and half the car was burnt, and half the car is in immaculate condition, and the tires got turned to dust.
Yeah, different things happen, different materials in different places. And there are eyewitnesses who saw spontaneous combustion. The dust went up and blocked out 100% sunlight, so the guy couldn't see where he was going. And then he says, thank goodness these cars went into spontaneous combustion, because then he could see where he was, because he had light. And the cars just lighten up one right after the other. And quite a few of them have talked about this.
There's another random theory one of my listeners sent in to me, and this is just his theory, postulation, if you will. You know how there was like tons of gold stored in the World Trade Center, and after it wasn't there anymore? And there were allegedly...
I didn't witness that. That's just hearsay.
Yeah, exactly. It is hearsay, but I like to theorize just in case. He was wondering if all these cars were kind of like set on fire using the technology on purpose, so that they would obscure the dump trucks and what have you coming out. It just kind of reminded me of that movie Die Hard with a Vengeance, how they blow up a train station right next to the Reserve Bank where everybody stores their gold, and then while everybody's distracted by this huge disaster and all the emergency crews are there, they just basically break into the bank and steal everything and hightail it out of there.
Okay, how do you explain why they would be doing this before the event? Cars were, going into spontaneous combustion before either building saw its demise.
Yeah, that was why he had the theory that they might have been burning those cars up to conceal the gold heist going on. You know, this is still pure speculation, of course, because I don't know.
It might make for a good, sci-fi novel story, but,
So would 9/11 for that matter. And in fact, there was a couple of, there was a couple of sci-fi, films and TV series where the 9/11 towers did get attacked by planes.
Right, so people easily confuse themselves with what was a sci-fi novel and what was really the events. But if you stick with the physical evidence, you don't get tricked as easily. Because, it's so easy for people, like, why has it been 10 years and very few people ask the question, where did the buildings go? Where's the rubble?
I want to know why it's been 10 years for this person to find a random digital camera to upload this video that's only 48 seconds long in extremely low quality that allegedly clearly show explosions and some description of UFO flying over the top of it. Why did it take 10 years to get that out? I mean, like, if I had footage like that, I would sit on it for 10 minutes maybe while I'm downloading it onto my computer and uploading it, you know? And I'd do so in freaking high quality so that there could be no doubt.
Why did they pick this particular day of the year to release it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're near on a week after the 9/11 10-year anniversary until they wait to release this video. I mean, come on. That seems a little bit far-fetched to me to tell you the
what
truth.
What happened to the buildings? You know, you see that the bright flashes. Whoever had the bright flashes and they forgot to add chunks of stuff flying out.
Yes.
You know, you got to have that going on with the bright flashes.
A tad bit more difficult to make.
Yeah, it's easy
those kind of flying 3D effects aren't very easy to do, but lighting effects in 3D, you can do those on the average computer nowadays.
Yep.
Yep. You can remove frames.
You can also add an audio track.
And you can lay audio tracks over the top. That's right. You can match them up with explosions themselves, or you could make sure that the audio tracks are a little bit further away from the track itself, so that it looks like the sound has traveled a bit before coming to you and being heard by the camera, that kind of thing. So there's, I mean, you know, I feel that it's good to look at. I think it's good to look at everything, but don't instantly believe anything. Okay, that is the way you will wind up getting yourself into trouble and looking like a crazy conspiracy theorist if you believe things based on watching one video. And I want to thank you very much, Judy, for coming in and sharing your, it means freaking knowledge with us because it's pretty awesome. And, thanks for fielding the calls from the listeners. And I hope this is one of the more better interviews and interactions that you've had on air, because I know that you do experience a lot of discrimination, particularly from 9/11 truthers.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll put these archives up on guerrillamedia.co.nz and AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Add me as a friend on Facebook and join us in the chat room next time. We'll see you again sometime.